Okay, so joining me on Straight FM's Health and Wellbeing Show and joining me now in the studio, I'm delighted to say that I've got Lisa Duffield. Good evening, Lisa.
Good evening, Will.
You're here to talk about a very special event that's taking place this Sunday within the Straight FM area that's focusing on mental health and the work-life balance, which is open to families and people of all ages.
Yes, families and individuals, whoever would like to come along, they'll be made to feel very welcome.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about what we can expect to see on Sunday then, please, Lisa.
The event on Sunday, it's promoting health and well-being and just helping people realise that, you know, the need to reduce the stigma attached to mental health and that there are people out there that can help them.
There's been so much about mental health in the media over the past few years, and I know the Royals, William and Harry, are getting behind it, and of course the Heads Together charity, which you're raising money for on Sunday. It's great that people are now speaking out and that we're all being more open and talking about our mental health, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, this is what I'm wanting people to be aware of, is that there are so many people out there that have, some have small issues and some have bigger issues, and for them not to hold back, to just reach out and realise that there's a lot of people in the same boat and that help is out there.
And talking is good because, you know, life's busy. I mean, you might be listening to this right now on the way home from the gym or picking the kids up from the after school club, and life is busy for all of us, and we're darting from A to B, but just stopping and talking sometimes and finding out a little bit more information can do you the world of good and actually help you in the long run, can't it?
Absolutely. That's one of the areas that I like to focus on, is work-life balance and helping people to actually make that cut off between being at work and being at home. And there's lots of different things that can help with that, practicing mindfulness and things like that, just to actually get off that hamster wheel of life and realise that simple things like switching your phone off when you go home at night, eating your tea at the table instead of just eating it on your knee, answering emails and the telephone. There's lots of different things that you can actually do, and when people are stressed and suffering with anxiety, they actually don't see the wood for the trees, and they don't realise that simple things like switching the phone off or having quality family time together is very, very important.
Absolutely, some good advice in itself there. So tell us about exactly what you do and why you've set this event up on Sunday then, Lisa.
Well, I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and a clinical hypnotherapist is absolutely totally different to the stage hypnotherapist, which have you dancing around like chickens and things like that. It's nothing to do with that. I help people deal with stress and anxiety, phobias, alcohol problems, plus many more issues. And just what I do is basically give people the tools to work with to help them get out of their situations that they're in.
And why did you want to set this event up on Sunday?
I wanted to set this event up. Firstly, I have a big thank you to Alana Bourne-Arton, who's allowed me to use her venue up at Tanfield House, which is just the other side of Lightwater Valley. She's very kindly, she does wedding venues, and she said, I can use the marquee to do a wellbeing charity event. So I thought I'd take her up on this opportunity. And I have a team of practitioners that work alongside me, and I thought it's a great opportunity to bring some of the local people together and some of the other therapists are out there which would also like to come along, and a great opportunity for everybody to get together, a nice family day. And with it being Father's Day, a lot of people are thinking, well, what can I do? They might not want to be going to restaurants that are overbooked, inflated prices and things like that. So it's an opportunity for a nicely reasonably priced day out where all the family can be together and hopefully enjoy the sunshine if the weather stays.
Absolutely, fingers crossed. And what type of activities will you be doing then? What is going to be on offer on Sunday?
Right, well, in the marquee there will be lots of stands set up, and the stands will have people helping discuss life coaching. There'll be obviously hypnotherapy, people discussing about emotional intelligence, and there's also some of the stands where you'll actually be able to take the opportunity to try some of the activities. You'll be able to chat to the professional practitioners. We have Reiki Master downstairs. You have a massage chap who will actually be giving people a taste and flavour of Swedish massage. We have nutritionalists. And also we have a lady coming along to talk and demonstrate the Bowen technique and the Havening technique, and people to discuss and learn a little bit more about NLP and CBT, which we often hear about, but we don't actually understand what these therapies involve.
Okay, so some great opportunities to learn and find out more about different treatments and therapies there on Sunday. So just tell us exactly where it is and how much it will cost you to get in then on Sunday, please, Lisa.
Okay, Will. It's this Sunday, which is the 16th of June, which is Father's Day, and it's from 2 till 6 p.m. at Tanfield House in West Tanfield, which is just at the other side of Lightwater Valley, just outside of Ripon. And for any of you that are going to put it into your sat nav, the postcode is HG45JY. It's £5 per person or £12 for a family.
Well, it's a really different day and something that fits in very well with the Health and Wellbeing Show. So thank you very much for taking the time out to pop in and tell us all about this. And best of luck for the events on Sunday. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Will.